Today we're going to be talking about one of the saddest kufos in Malchus Beis David, and that is the rulership of King Menashe. Just to backtrack a second, Menashe is the son of the righteous Chizkiah. Chizkiah did not want to get married because he knew he would have a son that was a Rasha. And the Navi, his cousin Yeshaya, tells him that you have to get married, and he gets sick. And he actually proposes a shidduch between himself and Yeshaya's daughter so that they, the schusim together, could maybe bring out a tzaddik. They get married and they have a child named Menashe. And Menashe becomes king of Klal Yisrael. You have to understand, by this point in Jewish history, the Aseres HaShvatim have been exiled, removed from Eretz Yisrael. And at 12 years old, Menashe becomes Melech. Now, Menashe becomes king. He's the longest reigning king of Malchus Beis David, 55 years. Menashe is the king, and what a churban did Menashe bring to Klal Yisrael. As righteous as Chizkiah was, that's how bad Menashe was. Like the Pasuk says, Vayas hora be'enei Hashem, kisoyavas hagoyim ashoheidish Hashem nebnei Yisrael. Poshet Menashe became addicted to avodah zarah. He brought his own kids to Moilech, he brought the Asherah. You name the avodah zarah, and he did it. He built mizbechos in the Beis Hashem. Poshet, this person, was addicted. Not only that, the Pasuk tells us he did oine nichesh kishev oiv yid oini. Basically, all these avodah zarah that you hear about, all the witchcraft that you hear about, it was avodah zarah. Menashe did it. That's how bad he was. Now you have to understand, to his credit, there's a famous Gemara in avodah zarah in Sanhedrin. Where the Gemara tells us about Rav Ashi was giving a shir, and he was supposed to explain the Malchus Beis David, and he said, tomorrow we're going to talk about Menashe, and what a Rasha he was at his time. And Menashe comes to Rav Ashi in a dream, and making the long story short, he says, you think you're a Talmud Chacham? Let me ask you a few halachic questions. He asks him a shaila about how to, when to cut the bread, where to cut the bread, and he didn't know. And he says, how could you even speak about me? So Rav Ashi in his dream tells him that if you're such a Talmud Chochem, like you claim to be, so how did you serve Avodah Zarah like an addict? You were like, you couldn't get enough of Avodah Zarah. Your father finally cleansed Eretz Yisrael of Avodah Zarah. How did you do it? So Menashe tells him, Rav Ashi, if you were living in my days, you would have picked up your robe. Those days, the men, they wore these robes. You would have picked up the back of your robe and gone chasing Avodah Zarah. In other words, the Chachamim, they were mevatel the taiva for Avodah Zarah. It's hard for us to imagine the taiva to go bow down to trees and stones and all these worships. But those days, it was poshet a very, very strong taiva. And he's basically saying, it's not fear of you to be judging me like this. But, again, Menashe was so bad that the in Sefer Melachim, it tells us that blood was flowing from one end to the other. What does that mean? Blood was flowing from one end to the other. Basically, anyone that tried to say something against the king, like, hello, maybe it's time for you to do tshuva, they would push it, kill them. So push it, he was very cruel to those that believed, and he was adding day by day more and more avodah zarah. And this is all while the Beis HaMikdash is going on. So, on the other hand, he's living a very, very sort of comfortable life. 55 years is a long rulership. As well as in his time, he was under the kings of the descendants of Sancheiriv, the ones that were Melech Ashur, etc. But, you know, he was paying his taxes, so pretty much he was able to control and live peacefully. In other words, he built up Eretz Yisrael, but while he built it up Begashmias, he was destroying it Beruchnias. And obviously, this means that the Chorban is getting closer and closer. But then an event takes place. It's interesting that we know that there's two Svarim that talk about the kings of Malchus Beis David. One is Sefer Melachim, and there's also Sefer Divrei Hayomim. This part of the story is not brought down in Sefer Melachim, only brought down in Sefer Divrei Hayomim. This is what it's brought down. We're talking about Divrei Hayomim Beis, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud. Torah tells us, Vayedaber Hashem el Menash vel Amoy velo yikshivu. The Eibishter sends messages, speaks to Menashe and the Chevra of Menashe. The message is not getting across. So something happens. The Malchus, the king of Ashur, decides that he had enough of Menashe. He sends his army in, and they arrest him, and they bring Menashe to Bavel, but they don't stop bring him to Bavel. The Pasuk uses a term, Vayasru Banchushtayim. What are Nchushtayim? Basically, they had these copper chains. That means like the black wagon by the Alter Rebbe, like he came in like a real, real prisoner. Here he was a melech from Malchus Beis David, and now he's sitting in prison in chains, like a real, real, he hits rock bottom. And many people, you'll find out that they find God in prison. Now, many people become Jewish in prison for kosher food because and other privileges. But a lot of people actually have Yisraelus Tshuva when they hit rock bottom and they're in prison. And sure enough, Chila el pnei Hashem eleikov, yada Yisraelus Tshuva, vayispal eleilov. Finally, the hoodie, Menashe, realizes he has to dive into the Eibishter. And he basically realizes how far he has come off the derech of his father, Chizkiyah, and Bechlal of Malchus Beis David. And he davens at the Eibishter. He tells the Eibishter, you bring me back to Yerushalayim, I will set things up properly. I'll do tshuva. I will take out my, do tshuva. So the Pasuk tells us, Vayishmat chinosoi, and he brought down, he was returned to Yerushalayim, and here's the key Pasuk. Vayede Menashe ki avayu elikim. At this point, Menashe got the message. He realized ki avayu elikim. He realized, he got it, you know, he went through a lot, but now, even though he got the message, he has to retransform the whole Eretz Yisrael that he destroyed, Beruchnias. In other words, it's easy for him to do tshuva. But now Menashe has a shlichus. He has to take away all these years of Avodah Zarah. So he pasha removes the Avodah Zarah from the Beis HaMikdash. And he only the Karbonist of the Beis HaMikdash, Vayizbach Olav Zivchei Shlomim V'soida. But here's an interesting point. The Bamois, he didn't remove. We know that once you have the Beis HaMikdash, you are not allowed to have Bamois. But for some reason, he didn't remove the Bamois, but there was one condition, one change. Instead of being makriv on the Bamois to Avodah Zarah, Rak LaHashem Elekeim. At the end of the day, the Yidin, even though they had the Bamois, they were at least serving the Eibish there. So therefore, there was a certain change in his behavior. And finally, after 55 years, he passes away. But the Torah tells us that even though he did tshuva, he was not buried in the place where the melachim were buried. Here the Torah tells us in Divrei Yomim, he was buried bebeisoi. But in Malachim, it tells us, Began Beis, so he had a big garden in his house. He has a palace, he had a big garden. He was buried in the garden. At the end of the day, even though he did tshuva, the churban that he made around him didn't give him the schus to be buried b'kivrei avoisa. So after 55 years that he passed away, he had a son, Amoin. And Amoin is the next king of Malchus Beis Dovid.